Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Okay, the tree is down.
Yeah.
The party's over.
Oh, boy.
The bills are arriving.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to stop drinking wine, but I think it's time to maybe dial it back just a bit, at least in terms of the economic impact.
Yeah, you got to pull your horns in every now and then. And it's a great time of the year to have a few bargains up your sleeve that you can go shopping for. And we're going to put these on our website so you can search them out. They're really pretty nice. Okay, let's start with a couple of reds. The first one is Gorru Verde Monastrell from Jumilla in Spain.
Okay.
2018, $13 for this wine. Now, Monastrell, also known as Merverdre, is a dark, powerful grape that makes some very serious wine. Now, this example from Jumilla is very typical. It's inky black, deep with flavors, and loaded with all sorts of silky tannins. The aroma features dark, tart blackberries, tar, and dark earthiness. And the fruit is tart black cherries, and there are notes of oak and earthiness again, and something like a coffee-flavored toffee. So very complex, a lot going on here. It's a big wine for big food, and it surely won't break the bank at $13 a bottle. That's the Gorru Verde. From Tuscany comes Carpazzo's Sangiovese 2019. Only $12 for this one, and listen to this one. I think one of the charms of Sangiovese that it is sometimes at its best when it's medium body, which allows a very young fruit to come shining through. Now, this is 2019, and this modest little Tuscan Sangiovese starts with a unique and exotic aroma, something like cloves, forest floor, and cranberries. Now, the flavors strike a balance between tartness and sweetness, with tart black cherries versus sweet cherry pie. And there's also something like kind of a bitter basil herbal aroma or flavor versus spicy oak. And the texture is just quite smooth. And the tannins are very gentle and well-behaved. There is a trademark bitterness of the Sangiovese flavor finish here. And mm-hmm. I think it's just very, very nice. At $12, this is my wine value of the week. So if you're looking for a nice, affordable red, you can't go wrong with this one. And finally, now hold on to your sweet soaks. I'm going to try to pronounce something because it's all Greek to me. Seriously, the Katratzos Moskophilera, a white wine from the Peloponnesia. Remember that, the Peloponnesian Wars and everything? Well, they're cranking out wine these days. So this is from 2020. It's only $11. And this is a very popular grape in the Peloponnesia. Moscofilero makes a very nice white wine. This one is just slightly off dry, a little reminiscent of Chenin Blanc. The aroma features sweet pea blossoms, fresh cut grass, and a touch of lemon peel. Now on the palate, the dominant flavor is that lemon and a very nice bitter taste along with some little green olives in the finish. It's really nice. You also pick up a little bit of lime juice in the finish. So it's pretty complex, very, very good white wine for everyday use. I think it's a good bargain. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.